This program is made possible by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Now, just like the policeman, there will be people who will try to oppose the law and will try to break the law. And that's when they get locked up. And so likewise, you'll have demons that will try to oppose the laws of the Spirit. And it's time for you to learn how to lock them up. Are you listening to me? I don't know all the stuff that's going on in your life, but I know a God who has given us the power. And if we will release our authority in faith, we can see things change today. It don't take another 2 or 3 months. It takes you getting mad at the devil, mad at the circumstance, mad at the sickness, mad at the lack, and say, I will not take this no more. You don't say, no, dear Mr. Devil. You go and you say, devil, in the name of Jesus, I done put up with you the last 10 years. Now, my Bible tells me that life is not supposed to be like that. And according to this scripture, and according to that scripture, and over here in this book, and over here in that book, this is how my life is supposed to be. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I take my authority that I already have, and I command this to be in my life, and I rebuke you, I bind you, I arrest you, I lock you up, I put you in chains. You get out of my life.
I'm a world changer.
This is Changing Your World with Creflo Dollar. Now, from the World Dome in College Park, Georgia, here's Pastor Dollar with today's message.
Thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. Father, I pray that you will speak through my vocal cords and think through my mind. I pray the God of the turnaround will visit this house today. I pray for everybody that's been given some type of information of hopelessness. And I declare that hope will be released in this place. And whatever's wrong, make it right. And Father, I thank you. I pray for signs and wonders. I pray for miracles in this place. I declare that what the diagnosis was, what the doctor said, is not the end. And Lord, I ask you to give me wisdom in instructing this word today so that hope will fill this place. Healing will fill this place. Deliverance and miracles will fill this place. And I give you praise for that right now. Lift your hands up right now and just begin to go into thanksgiving right now. Lift your hands, begin to go into thanksgiving right now. Be thankful right now. Give thanks and be thankful. Be thankful and give thanks. Give thanks. No matter what the issue is, no matter what the situation is, God's working on it right now. He did not bring you this far to leave you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. By your Spirit, minister to every person here today. Minister to every person in all of our churches. Minister to every person that's online right now. We give you praise for it in advance. We are thankful and we give thanks. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Amen. Would you give the Lord a great hand clap of applause? We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. I have an assignment today to instruct you in the Word of God so that you will understand how to practically turn this thing on. And these instructions are vital. So it's going to be like we're in a classroom, man. If you get this today, you will know exactly what you need to do to turn anything around. Amen. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1, the Bible says, "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease."
So Jesus gave the 12 power. Now, you got to understand something. He had not yet died and been raised from the dead. He gave them power to heal the sick, to heal all manner of disease. Power was given. It's like the power company gives you power, sends power to your house. Power has been given. It's like the city of Atlanta giving power to men and women, to policemen, to go and enforce the law. Power has been given. But then notice in verse 7 and 8, he said, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Healing is at hand. Deliverance is at hand. The finished works of Jesus at hand. And notice what he says now in verse 8, heal the sick. You have the power, heal the sick. He said, cleanse the lepers. Now, right there, it was just the disease of leprosy, but he said all manner of disease. So you can say, you can lay hands, you can cleanse leprosy, you can cleanse cancer, you can cleanse AIDS, you can cleanse whatever needs to be cleansed. You have the power to do it. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Oh, watch this. Raise the dead. You have the power to do it. Hallelujah. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Another version says to drive devils out. You have the power to do that. Freely you have received and freely you give. Now, the power has been given to every believer. In fact, every man on the planet in the book of Genesis chapter 1 has been given authority in the earth. Just pure fact, you are a man with a physical body. You've been given authority over the earth. Now, most men don't know it, so they don't use it. But Christian people, listen to me. You not only have power in the earth, but when Jesus rose from the dead, he says, I gave you power over the heavens, over everything in heaven, over everything in the earth, over everything under the earth, which includes power over demonic influence. Somebody say, I have the power. Now, you just read that in the book. I'm not making it up. And whatever you believe, and you believe it from the book, you got it from this same place. And now I'm telling you what the devil's been trying to do is limit you by keeping you ignorant of what has been extended to you. You are powerful people. And if you know how to use that power and exert it, then you don't have to put up with the devil, not for one split second. Somebody shout, I have the power. Now, you see, we exercise authority when we take our responsibility. We have the power. We have the power, but we've also been authorized to use it. In other words, here's what God did. He says, I put my power under your control. I put my power under your control. So to have authority means to make use of the power that has been given. The power company is responsible for turning the power on at your house, but they are not going to show up in your house to flip the switch. You have been authorized to flip the switch on your own. The power is there, but you got to turn flip the switch on your own. So I'd wonder how many things going on in our lives that are going on because we're not accepting the responsibility for flipping the switch. You got power all in all these areas, but if you don't know where to flip the switch, then even though you have been granted power, you're the one who's supposed to turn it on, you never see the result and the benefit of the power that has been extended towards you. So I want to define authority today as making use of God's power by the use, making use of God's power by enforcing spiritual law. Making use of God's power by enforcing spiritual law. That's what I want to talk to you today. We exercise authority when we take our responsibility and do what God has told us to do. He said, heal the sick. He gave power to heal the sick, but he said, heal the sick. So when we heal the sick, that's our responsibility. We're doing what he told us to do. So even though we're exercising our authority by taking responsibility to do what God told us to do, yet this doesn't mean we can just command anything we want. It doesn't mean that now we have authority, we can just do whatever we want to do with that authority. That authority is within the boundaries of the Word of God. It's in the boundaries of the Spirit law. All authority can do, the only thing authority can do, all it can do is exercise the law. All it can do is exercise the Word. Let me give an illustration using a policeman. A policeman has the authority to enforce the laws of the land. He has a badge, he has a uniform, he has been authorized by the city and all of those who are responsible for that giving of power. He's been given power to enforce the laws of the land. So like the policeman, all of us have been given power to enforce spiritual laws, the laws of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We have the power to enforce the laws of the Spirit, just like a policeman has the power to enforce the laws of the land. Now, just like the policeman, there will be people who will try to oppose the law and will try to break the law, and that's when they get locked up. And so likewise, you'll have demons that will try to oppose the laws of the Spirit, and it's time for you to learn how to lock them up. Are you listening to me? Every born-again believer has this supernatural, God-given power. And still, there are spiritual laws governing how everything works. So we can't use God's power in a selfish way, because there isn't any law where God promises to give you what you're lusting for. So you can't say, well, I have God's power, I have the right to command anything. No, you have a right to command everything where the law is concerned. Your authority ends where the law ends. Your authority ends where the Word ends. And so whatever the Word says, you have authority to command those things and to enforce those things. But if it's not in the Word, you don't have authority to do that. So you can't stand up and declare, I command for that woman's husband to be mine in the name of Jesus. You have no authority there. There is no law, and there is nothing in the Word that gives you that right to do that. Instead, we need to learn what the laws of God's kingdom are, and we've got to recognize that our authority is simply enforcing those spiritual laws. So number one, we've got to recognize what this Word says. What does this Word say? What are the laws of the kingdom? You see, we're right back to the very beginning. Your success in life is going to be based on this Word. If you remain ignorant of the Word, you are limited in what you can enforce in your life. Now, if you don't use the authority that God has given you, then you're going to be subject to what goes on in this physical world. You're going to be subject to the fear. You're going to be subject to everything the news pumping out. Oh, dear God, get you a gun, because ain't no telling when they're going to attack you. And you're going to be subject to all of that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am here today to tell you, you are not subject to any of the crap that the devil's trying to produce in these last days. You have authority over the devil and every demon and all of his operations if you understand what the Word says you can have. Whatever the Word says, see, if the Word says your life is supposed to be this way, then you have authority to enforce it. Amen. If God says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, and you're not having the abundant life, then you have the authority to enforce abundant life in your life. You have to do that. God's not coming down from heaven and say, well, you know, you're not using your authority, and maybe you just don't know, so I'll just come on down and do it for you. No. God's not going to do it. It would be a violation of His Word. He gave you the authority, so you're going to have to use it. If you choose not to use this authority, then your life will be subject to the circumstances, and you will die and go to heaven and find out that you could have changed all of that if you would have used this authority that God has given you. You enforce the Word of God. You enforce the laws of the Spirit. This Word is spiritual law, and you enforce this Word. You enforce spiritual law. So you look at your life, and you look at the Word. And if your life is not lining up with the Word, you have been given authority to change that and enforce the Word of God to happen in your life. Whatever the Word says about what you're supposed to be, you enforce it and you take control over your life and quit sitting back trying to wait to see, you know, somebody says, you know, this is what life will do to you. If you let it, I ain't gonna let life do nothing to me. I'm gonna have something to do with life. Are you following what I'm saying? You don't have to be subject to the devil, not for one split second. So we've got to learn the laws of the kingdom. We got to learn the word. That's why you're here this morning. That's why you listen to tapes. That's why you're feeding on God's word, because the more, see, now you have a purpose for reading the word, to discover the laws for you to enforce. To discover. If the Bible says with his stripes you were healed, then were is in past tense. That means you've already been healed. So when sickness comes your way, you say, no, no, no. That's not what's supposed to be happening in my body. I were healed, which means I am healed. So in the name of Jesus, I command healing that I were to be. You understand what I'm saying? Well, what are you doing? You're enforcing the law. Well, Brother Dollar, you just don't understand. I am broke. I am busted. I'm disgusted. Brother Dollar, I'm so poor. My house is so small, you can heat it with a blow dryer. I mean, in the name of Jesus, I need God to do something. Well, you got to go and find out what the Bible says and enforce the word of God concerning that situation, and you can change your life. You can make your way prosperous, and you can have good success, or you can tolerate the devil, the world, and what's happening in the world, or you can find out what it's supposed to be like and then enforce it. Oh, y'all hear what I'm saying? You know what I'm getting you ready for. You will not tolerate the devil, not for one split second. I don't know what you came here putting up with, hurting by and all that other stuff, but all that stuff's getting ready to change because the God of the turnaround is about to visit your life. I don't think you hear what I'm saying. I serve a God that knows how to turn every situation around to meet the standards of his word. And I'm telling you, if your life is not lining up with the word, you can change it. And you will change it today. You are people that are clothed with an enormous amount of power, and it don't make no sense for you to be putting up with something from the devil when you have power over all of the devil. The Bible says in Luke 10:19, I have given you power over all serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil, and nothing will by any means hurt you. But now if you don't execute that power and exert that power, you know, it's just like somebody breaks the law and comes in and they break in your house. Well, you have a right to file charges. But if you don't do anything, the government's limited in what they can do for you. We have authority. Say out loud, I have authority. See, it's not you take authority. You already have authority. You ain't got to take it. It's already yours. You have that authority. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I came here expecting something for today. I came in expecting somebody that's got a death sentence, God gonna turn that thing around today. I don't know all the stuff that's going on in your life, but I know a God who has given us the power, and if we will release our authority in faith, we can see things change today. It don't take another 2 or 3 months. It takes you getting mad at the devil, mad at the circumstance, mad at the sickness, mad at the lack, and say, I will not take this no more. Now, I don't want you cussing the devil out, but I want you to get mad enough to lose your authority and say, this will not happen to me anymore. I'm fed up with this. I'm tired of this. Well, Brother Dollar, we're supposed to be Christians. We don't get angry. What Bible you been reading? It is okay and it is biblical for you to get mad at anything the devil doing. It's biblical. It's biblical. You got to get, in fact, that'll help your faith a little bit. That'll help your anointing a little bit. You don't go to the devil. You're trying to cast the devil out and you say, all right, your turn, cast the devil out. And you'll say, dear Mr. Devil, that is not taking authority. You don't say, no, dear Mr. Devil. You go and you say, devil, in the name of Jesus, I done put up with you the last 10 years. Now, my Bible tells me that life is not supposed to be like that. And according to this scripture, and according to that scripture, and over here in this book, and over here in that book, this is how my life is supposed to be. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I take my authority that I already have, and I command this to be in my life, and I rebuke you, I bind you, I arrest you, I lock you up, I put you in chains, you get out of my life. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You just gonna sit there and bleed? You just gonna sit there and be broke? You just gonna sit there and just die? The doctor told you got this, you gonna die. You just gonna die? Yeah, but Brother Dollar, you know, I deserve this. Listen, what? All of us deserve hell, so you ain't by yourself. But this is not about what you deserve. This is about what you don't deserve. And Jesus died to give you what you don't deserve. So don't come out with, I don't deserve to be healed. Hallelujah. I don't deserve to prosper. Oh, glory to God. I don't deserve to be forgiven. I don't deserve for my wife to stay with me. Hallelujah. That's what this grace is about. It's about an abundance of undeserved favor. And Jesus died to give you what you don't deserve. So go ahead and take it. Let me say it like this. Grace makes, but faith takes. Faith takes what grace has made available for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, take it. Turn to the other side and say, take it. Now turn one more, say, one more time and look at them and say, who you with? I'm with Jesus, man. I'm with Jesus. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to be broke all my life. I'm not going to be suicidal. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be unhappy. I'm not going to leave my husband, my wife. I'm not going to do none of that. That's not what the word has to say. I am going to be everything the word says. I'm trying to stir some of y'all up because some of y'all have settled and accepted that stuff. You're getting ready to die, getting ready to just stay like you are, walking around depressed. You ain't happy. You don't know where God is. I tried that. It didn't work. Now you're making a song. I tried that. It didn't work. No. Whatever. God's word works all the time. It works all the time for anybody who will understand the laws that govern things. This is your day. I don't know what you're getting ready to break out of, but this is your day. I came here with great expectation. This is your day. Something good is going to happen to you today. I don't know if it's going to happen here at church. I don't know what's going to happen on your way to the car. I don't know what's going to happen at the red light. I don't know what's going to happen if you get back home. But before this day is over with, something good is going to happen to you today. No interference from the devil. I got him in chains. He locked up. He can't touch this. So like in the physical world, demons will try to oppose the law of the spirit. In the physical world, you have people who will try to oppose the laws of the natural. Demons will try to oppose it too. But remember, the Bible says you have the authority over him. Whatever you bind, you just got to bind it. It'll be bound. Whatever you loose, you got to loose it. It'll be loosed. Now, the kingdom of God operates under spiritual law. The kingdom of God operates by the words that have come out of God's mouth. God is not inconsistent, as some people would suggest. Some people would suggest, well, you never know what God's going to do. He may heal somebody today, and then he may not heal another person because he wants them to learn a lesson. No, God is subject to his law.